I'm John Osier with a Circle Up edition of the Ozone Mailbag. And Bill from Jacksonville writes, wow, Ozone, I mean, just wow. Well, Sunday in Landover was tough. It was disappointing, disturbing, and disheartening. It's never good to have that many disses. Most concerning was the defense. You expected significant growing pains with a young offense, but the defensive front is supposed to be a strength. That's got to improve in a hurry. Now, Chet from the north side writes, start Blake Bortles! Rah! Brian from Flint, Michigan writes, the offensive line, Ozone, honestly, it was so bad, I don't even know what to say. Well, it wasn't good. 10 sacks, 4 hits on the quarterback, 25 yards on 10 carries. You can look at numbers different ways, but none of those look good. Look, the line has to get better now. There was a lot wrong offensively on Sunday, but the line being that wrong, it makes everything else almost impossible. Now, Rick from Palatka, Florida writes, wow, you've talked about how the road wears you down, but it's really tough out there, isn't it? Oh, you mean this. Sleepy Pride. Sleepy Loggy. Now, David from Jacksonville Beach writes, same old Jaguars. Well, we're not there 2 games in, and 2 games don't define a season. Players talked on Monday with a lot of emotion about needing to improve and needing to not have Sunday define the whole season. Now, that has to be more than talk. Kelly from Jacksonville writes, hey, you okay in there, Ozone? What? Mike from Orange Park, Florida writes, is Jonathan Cyprian that big a loss? I mean, holy cow. Well, Sip is a big loss. I maybe underestimated how important he was early in the season. He's key for communication, and he's clearly the best safety in terms of making up for others' errors. His absence doesn't fully account for 41-10, but I doubt you'll see so many receivers running open when he returns. Now, Christy from Jacksonville writes, wow, tough game Sunday, Ozone. But my understanding is you had quite the pregame experience. Well, you know what I did Sunday? I overcame fear is what I did. Usually on the road, we in the zone steadfastly remain in the cocoon. The cocoon being luxury travel, handsome, helpful logistics guys, and meaningful friendship. Venture from the cocoon at your own peril, I say. But in Landover, we in the zone had heard of a group of travelers who had to be seen to be believed. So Sunday morning, venture did I, though uncertain of what might await me. I moved cautiously at first, like a fawn. And then I did venture. I searched. And I searched, and after a little old-time tracking, I indeed found what I sought. And it was a group that did have to be seen to be believed. And even then, it was sort of unbelievable. This group of travelers. A bit weary? Yeah. A bit odd? Certainly. Frightening? Oh, indeed. But they were, as it turned out, a friendly sort. If you were wearing the right colors, anyway. Maybe they were loud, but they were proud. And if they were off to a bit of an early start, well, who am I to judge? Yes, I ventured from the cocoon on Sunday. And considering what I found outside, I may even venture again someday.